Okay, Happy New Year, everyone. How's everybody doing today? How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Happy New Year. It's always a pleasure and honor to be sharing the Word of God with you, to what I believe God has placed in my heart to share with you this morning. Even more so, starting us off with the first service of the year. They often say that whoever starts the first and whoever finishes it off are the privileged ones, right? So I feel really honored to do this morning. Before I start, why don't we pray for Pastor Ken and his wife Carolyn? I know they're off on week holidays, and so let's pray for them. Amen. So they pour out their hearts onto us, the church, their energy, their resources, and the least we can do is to pray for them, so that they get to have a restful week off from us. Let's pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Father God, we want to pray for Pastor Ken and his wife, Lord, wherever they are and whatever they might be doing right now. Father God, I pray that this week that they've been off of their pastoral duties, Lord, that they be freshed and refreshed, Lord, and rested for a busy year ahead of them. Father God, only you know and they know, Father, how busy it is to shepherd the family that you have brought us, that you have brought together into this house, Lord. Father, I pray that you will speak into their hearts, that you will bring peace in their lives, and Lord, and that tomorrow they come back stronger than ever, and that they will lead this church into what it is that you want us to walk into this new year. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for their lives, their kids, and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So again, like I said, it's a privilege to share with you the first Sunday of the year, the first sermon of the year. Now, before I start, though, I want to introduce you all to my fiance Maria. I mean, if you could stand up, Maria. Maria is originally from Brazil, and so she's my fiance. And so I also want to highlight Sister Vilma, Hermana Vilma. She's a member of the Hispanic Church, and she told me a couple of weeks ago. She said, "You know, Pastor, I want to learn English. What's the best way to learn English?" And I said, "Well, the best way to learn English is to be involved in an English-speaking church." And she said, "Yes. Sign me up." So I introduced her to Sister Susan, wherever she is right now. Oh, back there. And so Sister Vilma wants to volunteer as much as possible into the English Canadian Church, as well as the Hispanic Canadian Church. She herself has a child of 9 years old. So every time I come to church, she lives in my neighborhood. And so every time I come to church, she will be coming with us. And so at the end of the service, if you can speak to her and say hi, introduce yourself, don't scare her off. We want volunteers, right? So make sure you don't scare her off. And make her feel welcome, okay? Same for Maria. You'll be seeing Maria around more often. And same for her. She's willing to help in whatever area. So I said to Susan, you know, there shouldn't be any more excuses for not having Sunday school for little kids. Yes. Right. Amen. Right. There shouldn't be any excuses. There we go. There shouldn't be any more excuses for not having coffee, because we have at least two more ladies helping, okay? Praise God. Praise God. I want to talk to you this morning, something that I believe God has placed in my heart, and is, I've named this sermon, Hope in Times of Uncertainty. Hope in Times of Uncertainty, and it's out of Psalms 121. And I asked Sister Heather if she could come up here and read to us the whole chapter, Psalms 121. It's up on the screen, but you can also search it on your cell phones or your Bibles. And it's already on. So. Okay. Do you mind putting it up too as well? Okay.
Everyone say amen.
It should be on.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank God for being here. Happy New Year to all of you.
Yes.
This is Psalms 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say amen, please. Amen. Hope in times of uncertainties. As we start off a new year of endless opportunities and challenges in front of us, you know, here we are. Today is January the 5th, right? So here we are, January the 5th. We have a whole year ahead of us. We have challenges that are going to come our way. We have dreams in our minds and hearts. We have a whole year of endless opportunities. And for many of us, all of that means so many things. Challenges, opportunities, struggles, afflictions, problems. But this morning, my goal is to remind ourselves that our God is strong and powerful. Can you say that with me? God is strong and powerful. Let's do that again, because something went up on the PowerPoints. Our God is strong and powerful, my friends. You know, we serve a God who is not weak. We don't serve a God who is weak or have mental or emotional problems. You and I serve a God who is strong and powerful, who is able to do what he has promised to do in our lives. In my life, in your life, in the life of this church, Edmonds and Hines Baptist Church. You know, I look 2024, I look back at 2024, and God was able to do what he had to do. God was able to give us the resources. He was able to carry us through to 2024, and he will be able to do it again. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
You know, I look back at 2024 just as a quick glimpse of what happened in 2024 as a church. And I can see many ministries started off last year. We had, for one, we had the Hispanic Christian community starting off. We had, what else did we have last year as a church? We had the Ghanaian church continue on their services. We had the daycare ministry happening as well. God was able to do it, my friends. And God is strong and powerful that he will continue to do those things. Amen? So my goal number one is to remind ourselves that our God is strong and powerful. What dreams do you have? What New Year's resolutions do you have? God is able to do it in your life, my friends. Number two, to remind ourselves that God, our God, cares for us. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of that. In fact, why don't we say it together again? Our God cares for us. You know, he's not a God distant from our pain or our challenges. He knows us from the inside out. In fact, he knows us better than we do ourselves. And he knows our afflictions. He knows our challenges. He knows what this year already knows what this year will bring to us. And yet we can say, yet we can remind ourselves that God cares for us. And so that's my goal number two, to remind ourselves that God cares for us. Goal number three, to remind ourselves, again, to remind ourselves, we might not in our heart, in our heads, but we need to transfer that into our hearts and to remind ourselves that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. How many times have you feel lonely last year? Or even this week that has passed already into the 2025? God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me in spite of who I am. In spite of my weaknesses and in spite of my flaws, like we were singing. He knows us already. And yet he loves us. And yet he will never leave us. And yet he will never forsake us. As a church, my friends, Edmondson Heights, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Let's say that again. He will never leave us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. My goal number four is to remind ourselves, again, to remind ourselves that God has the power to forgive and save us through Christ. To remind ourselves that God has the power to forgive us and to save us through Christ. My friend, I'm going to fall. You're going to fall. We're going to say things, we're going to do things this year that we ought not to. And yet, God is always open arms waiting for us because he has the power to forgive us and to save us through Christ, my friend. Through Christ. Amen? In fact, let's say that again. God has the power to forgive us and to save us through Christ. Amen? So what were the four goals? It's to remind ourselves that our God is strong and powerful, that our God cares for us, that our God will never leave us and will never forsake us 2025. And God has the power to forgive us and to save us through Christ. Amen? Somebody say amen to that, my friends. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? I want to emphasize four things in this chapter. And if you like to take notes, you're welcome to take notes. Or you can just see them up on the screen up there. I want to emphasize four points. The first one is this. King David starts off asking a rhetorical question. A rhetorical question. He knows the answer, but he has it anyway. He says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I have. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you don't know what to do, where you don't know where to go, where the resources are going to bring? Oh, Pastor, if only you knew 2024, I barely made it. I barely pay my bills. I barely made it. I barely stayed alive. And as we begin 2025, we often ask the same question. I ask that question oftentimes. I look at the possibilities that 2025 might bring. I look at the challenges that 2025 will bring. I look at the problems that might come this year. Right? And I say, oh, what am I going to do? I look at these mountains of opportunities, at these mountains of challenges ahead of us. As a church, we see our books. We see the ministries happening. We see the opportunities, the potential opportunities as a church. And we ask that question, when I look at all of this, my friends, where does my help come from? Some of you know my story a little bit, but a couple of years ago, my mother died, about 3 years now. My mother passed away, and some other things were happening in my own life, my own family. And so my mother dies, and I had to, my father, my sisters, and I, my two sisters and I had to go to Nicaragua, which is where we're from, to bury my mother. I come back to Canada with my heart, my broken heart, my emotions into pieces, and only to find out that I had to sign some papers and to sell the house. And suddenly, the little castle that we have built together, everything broke down and everything dissipated. And I found myself asking that question: What am I going to do? Have you asked yourself that question before? Perhaps some of you are starting off a new relationship, a new family. Some of you might be starting a new job. Some of you, maybe the doctor told you something that you didn't want to hear. And you're asking that question, when I look at all of this, what am I going to do? And my friend, we can answer the same way King David did. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Is that showing in there? No. We can ask. It should be showing on that PowerPoint slide there. But we can ask the same question and we can answer the same way King David did. God will provide the resources. God will open doors for us, my friends. I was saying, you know, I came back from Nicaragua with, you know, my whole world had broken away. My whole world was destroyed. And I was asking myself that question, what am I going to do? What am I going to go? And suddenly God started opening doors for me through friends and that I had made before. And suddenly I found myself in a place at rest with God. My friends, the same with all of us here. What is it that you're planning to do this year? What are your dreams, your plans, your goals for this year? You look at them. You look at the challenges in front of you, and you ask that question, what am I going to do? Who am I going to talk to? Where am I going to go? God, who made the heavens and the earth, will provide the resources. Why? Because God is strong and powerful. He has all the resources, my friend. He has all the money. He has all the doors that can open for us. Amen? Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. You know, the God we serve is not weak. It's not debile. It's not, he's not changing his emotions. He doesn't have problems with his emotions or mental health problems. No, our God is powerful. Our God is able. The same way that he provided for us in 2024, he can provide for us in 2025. Amen. Amen. I challenge you, look back at 2024 in your own lives. Take a moment, self-examine yourself, self-reflect in your own lives and how God opened up doors for you. When it seemed impossible, where it seemed that there was no way, God made a way. Because he's powerful, he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same tomorrow. The same way he provided for us in 2024, he will provide for us today, he will provide for us tomorrow, next month, next year, until he calls us home. Amen? Amen. God is able, my friends. God is able. And I want us to be reminded that God is able to do what he has promised to do in our lives. Every single one of us, God has given us dreams. Amen? and ideas and passions and plans for our families, plans for our friends, plans for us, for our church here at Edmondson Heights. And my friends, those dreams and those passions and those goals are coming from God. And if they come from God, He will be able to provide for us. He will be able to open up the doors so that we can walk into the goodness of the Lord. Amen? Amen. 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 Number two, the psalm, if you notice there, the psalmist uses the word take care. Preserve, to keep, six times. You notice that? If you can, you go back to the actual chapter. I don't know if you noticed, but I highlighted, I bolded and I highlighted. Six times God, the psalmist, God through the psalmist uses the word keep or keeper or preserve, take care, preserve six times. You can go back now. Six times. Six times God is telling us, do not worry. I will keep you. I will preserve you. I will open up doors. I will answer your questions. I will answer your prayers. God, our God is not far from us. He's not absent from our pain. He knows and understands the pain, the anguish, the afflictions, and the challenges that you go through. The God of the Christian faith, my friend, is not a God destined up on the mountain over there, crossed with their arms and legs and you know, angry or serious. No, the God of the Christian faith has His arms open up for us, welcoming us. He tells us, you who are heavy laden, come to Me and I'll give you rest. That's the God of the Christian faith, my friend. He cares for us. He sees your tears. He hears your prayers. He knows the challenges you're about to go through. He sees the end from the beginning. You know, I don't know what I'm going to go through tomorrow. I don't know what you're going to go through tomorrow, next month, or 6 months from now. I don't know what we're going to go through as a church. But we know that God is love, that we know that He cares for us. We know that He cares for His own children, my friend. Look, again, look back. Take a moment and look back at 2024. You barely made it. Ah, but you made it. Amen? You barely made the bills, pay the bills. I did. I barely made the bills. But He provided. Amen? A lot of people didn't make it this far, and you are here. And the reason that you are here is because God has a plan for us. God has a purpose for our church. Can I get an amen to that? God has a plan and a purpose for Edmondson Heights Baptist Church. Look at what happened in 2024. Ministries, people coming, showing up, showing off. You know? And it will be the same thing in 2025. God will be with us. God will care for us. God will provide the resources. I don't know how, but He will. Amen. You know, we were probably asking the same question in 2024, and we made it. And look around. People from all over the world. We have people from Latin America, South America. We have people from Africa downstairs. We have people from Asia. We have people from all over the world. People are blessing this church. People are God is blessing this church. God is providing, my friends. Psalms 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God, You are with me. Can you say that with me? God, You are with me. It doesn't matter what might come, my friend. Because like the song says, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because God lives. We don't serve a God who is crucified. We don't serve a God who is dead. We don't serve a God who is weak. We don't serve a God who is angry. We serve a God who is alive, my friend. And because he's alive, we can face tomorrow. Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen to that. You know, that fills my heart with passion. That fills my heart with hope. Hope that we need, my friend, for 2025. In spite of what might come, in spite of what we might face, I have hope because God, my God, lives. Your God lives. Your God lives. Your God lives. Our God lives, my friend. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I haven't counted it, but they say that the phrase "do not be afraid" appears in the Bible 365 times in the Bible. Isn't that beautiful? Every day God is telling us, Bruce, do not be afraid. Enrico, do not be afraid. Vilma, do not be afraid. Giovanni, do not be afraid. Because I am with you. Edmondson Heights Baptist Church, do not be afraid because I am with you. Amen. I am with you. He's with you, my friend. He's with you in your pain, in your challenges, in your anxiety attacks, in your worry, in your uncertain times of what might come. Do not be afraid. Sister Esther, do not be afraid. Surely do not be afraid, because I am with you and I will provide for you. Amen. Somebody say amen to that. 365, God is telling us, do not be afraid. He already told us 5 times this week, do not be afraid, because I am with you, because I will be with you, in spite of what might come. Amen? That's number 2. Number 3. God will keep our feet from sleeping. Forgive my accent there. Sleeping. The sun and the moon will not harm us. This refers to firmness, confidence, stability, and wisdom when making decisions. You know, nowadays people are, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, where should I go? Oh, pastor, oh, I don't know what to do. No, my friend. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flees without anyone pursuing him. Oh, but you and I, my friend, Edmondson Heights Baptist Church, are confident as a lion. We can be confident. We can have that peace. Why? Because our lives are in God's hand. Amen. Our future is in God's hand. This church is in God's hand. Why? Because God cares for us. Why? Because the God that we serve is strong and powerful. Amen. Amen. This refers to firmness. What am I going to do? I look at this mountain in front of me, mountains of opportunities, mountains of challenges, mountains of doors, mountains of afflictions, sickness, lack of jobs, and bad news. But I am confident because God is with me. I am confident because I know that God cares for me, my friend. And he took care for me in 2023, 2024, 2022, 2020, 2019, in the midst of the pandemic. God kept me alive because he has a purpose for me. And the same, he has a purpose for you. Turn to the person beside you and say, God has a purpose. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. Look what happened. No one did anything that I can think of anyway in Edmondson Heights, and boom, Hispanic Christian community came, and boom, the daycare people came, and boom, the gay and church came. We didn't go ask them for them. God brought it to us. I didn't see anybody putting up a sign, hey, come to us. God provided them for us. Amen. God provided. God provided. And God will continue to provide for us. The Apostle Paul says, he who started the good work in you will be faithful to finish. Will be faithful. He will not slumber. He will not change moods like we do. He doesn't change his plans over our lives. No, God is faithful. And if he said that he was going to do it, he's going to do it in every single one of us. Amen? Firmness, confidence, stability, and wisdom when making decisions. You know, I go back to what I was saying before. I came back from Nicaragua with my heart broken to sign papers to sell the house. Oh, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden, two ladies that became the role models of my life as mothers, right? Pastor, come over here. Pastor, go talk to that person. Pastor, come over here, and you're going to say this. Say this word, Pastor. And come over here. And come over here, Pastor. And come over here. God provided through those ladies. And I found myself, even though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Can you say that with me? Even though I walk through the shadow of death, we will not fear evil because you, God, are with us, with me. Isn't that beautiful? That we can trust God. Isn't that beautiful that we have a God that cares for us? Isn't that beautiful that we have a God that can give us confidence in the midst of a crazy world? Crazy, isn't it? You know, we just came out of one of the busiest seasons of the year. People are putting out lights and people are buying and selling and people, accidents everywhere. But you and I, we can walk into this new year of 2025, confidence, at peace, at rest, because the same God that provided for us in 2024 is the same God that will provide for us in 2025. My friend, how he's going to do that, I have no idea. Don't ask me. I don't know. I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't have a crystal ball. And I don't want to have a crystal ball because I'm not a witch. But God knows. He knows our challenges. What challenge do you have? What bad news do you have? What challenge do you have that God cannot answer? He's able. God is able, my friend. You know, I also have my own battles. But not battles, right? I also have my own struggles. But I need to find myself, I need to remind myself that I need to lay them at the cross. I'm not able to fight them on my own. God, help me. Give me the right attitude to enter into this new year at peace, trusting you that you will provide for us. That you will provide for us. Amen? That's number three. Number four. God will keep our soul from all evil from now and forever. My friend, there is no past that God cannot forgive. I'll say that again. There is no past that God cannot forgive. Oh, Pastor, but if only you knew what I've done in my life. Oh, if only you knew what happens behind closed doors. Oh, Pastor, if only you knew my battles, my struggles. God is able to forgive, my friends. God is able to forgive. You know, the sacrifice of Christ Jesus cleanses us all from all sin. And when we receive his forgiveness, it unites us in communion with God. Huh? But this is often what happens. We're drowning. Oh, Pastor, pray for him. But we don't want to open up to God. And God is inviting us. God says, come to me. You're heavy laden. Come to me. Giovanni, you have struggles. Come to me. Giovanni, you have challenges coming up you. Come to me, God says. And there lies the dilemma. You have to come to him. He's inviting us to lay down our struggles, to lay down our worries, to lay down our battles, to lay down our anxieties. But we have to make the conscious decisions to come to him and lay down our lives to him at the cross and let God walk through in our lives. There lies the dilemma. You know? I see people struggling in their lives. Roots of from the past. But you have to be able to open up your heart. God, I need you in this year. God, I need you in my life. God, I need you in my family. God, I need you in my marriage. God, I need you in my work. God, I need you in my community. God, I need you in this church. Please come and save us. And God will be able to do that. The hardest thing that a person can do is to be drowning and not open up their hearts. That's the silliest thing you can do. Drowning yourself in anguish, drowning yourself in remorse, drowning yourself in hatred and unforgiveness. No, my friend, God is asking us to come to him and open up our hearts to him. And when we come to him, he changes our dreams. He changes our desires. He changes our points of view of the world. And instead of going to that thing, we turn around and we follow him. We go to the cross. I'll show you what it means to come to Christ. This is what it means to come to Christ. Imagine that Christmas tree is it. It's that thing which you struggle with. Imagine that Christmas tree. I'm not saying the Christmas tree is sinful, but imagine that thing is that thing which stops you from coming to Christ. Before you knew God, before you came to know God, you used to enjoy yourself into that sin. You used to enjoy yourself into doing that thing. You were blind to everything else. You were blind to the things of God. But one day, while you were going to that thing, God opened up your hearts. He got into you. He got your attention. And he opened your eyes to the reality of God. And now, instead of going to that thing, you turn 180 degree and you follow Christ. Daily, and daily you carry the cross. Daily you lay down your lives to him. Daily you say to God, God, I cannot do it on my own. I have these things in my life. God, I need you. Every day. Following Christ is not one time and you sign a card and you walk down the aisle. That has nothing to do with following Christ. Following Christ, my friend, is laying down your lives daily to follow him. That's following Christ. Pastor, but you might say, Pastor, but you know, it breaks my heart to see the hypocrisy in the church. Well, there's hypocrisy everywhere. You don't follow people. You don't follow the pastor. You don't follow the musicians. You don't follow the person sitting beside you. You follow Christ, who died for you on the cross, who paid your sin, who paid the price that you and I deserve. And you follow Christ daily in spite of the people beside you. You follow Christ daily in spite of the hypocrisy that you see. You follow Christ daily in spite of your weaknesses and your challenges. You follow Christ daily because he's the hope that we have. We follow Christ daily. We fix our eyes on Christ. The Apostle Paul says, fix your eyes on Christ. Don't fix your eyes on Pastor Ken or Pastor Giovanni or Heather or Susan or Esther or my friend or Enrico. No, we fix our eyes on Christ, the maker of our faith. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. And I think that's it. 4 points. Glory to God. My friend, God is able. Say that with me. God is able. Dios lo puede hacer. He can do that. If he gave you that dream, if he gave you that idea, if he gave you that passion in your heart, he will be faithful to do it. He will be faithful to provide resources. I'd like you to stand up if you're able. We want to listen and sing along this song that I found that speaks of the promises of God.
Yeah.
God. Amen. His eyes, he watches over us. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises that tells us and reminds us that you are faithful, Father, that we have nothing to fear, that we can walk into this new year, 2025, at rest and at ease, Lord, trusting you because you care for us. Trusting you, Lord, because you are strong and powerful, Father, and so that we trust you, Lord. Every day, help us to be reminded of that truth, that you are faithful to do what you have said that you were going to do in our lives. Father, I speak peace in every person in this room right now. Father God, peace, Lord, that surpasses understanding, Father, as we start a new year, as we begin a new year of opportunities and challenges, Lord, gives us your peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. Father, as a church, Emmons and Heights Baptist Church, Lord, gives us peace. Paz, Dios, danos paz. Necesitamos de tu paz. We need your peace, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.